It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, welcome to DraftKings Over Under Show. It's championship weekend. It's Patriots Buffalo Bills for the division on Monday night. And it's week 13 of the NFL. We are here. We have all the bets. Oh, and you know what? It's now time to start rolling the basketballs out there, Dan. I don't know if you ever played hoops, but what they would do to start the year was they'd put two dudes against each other, right? And the coach, he'd grab a basketball and he'd roll it out there and he'd let both guys fight over it and get on the floor and try to grab the ball. We're now rolling out the basketballs today.
I'm sure if that was the case today, he'd probably get fired and tell you that's bad and kids, you know, you have to be nice to kids and all that stuff.
You know, you still wouldn't roll out the ball? Know what I used to do? I used to give someone an elbow first and then go run after it.
There you go.
That was the old trick.
There you go.
Tom Morgan, you ever the coach ever just roll the ball out there for you?
No.
No? All right. Well, yeah, we're rolling the balls out there.
That sounds concerning.
You just get two dudes, right? And you just roll the ball.
That's all you need.
Yeah, two dudes and a ball. And you roll it out to half court. And you run after it. You get on the ground. Whoever gets it wins. And you hold it like you just recovered a fumble.
Kind of like this show.
Exactly. So, Dan, I don't want to talk about last night. Because we hit the over. We hit UTSA. The over hit dramatically in that one.
Yep.
And I took the Oregon Ducks. So I'm down. They are on the list again. And I just go back to 2 years ago in Utah. Never mind. I'm out on the Oregon Ducks. I will say this. I watched Purdue play basketball last night. Kansas looked very good. Did you see the Houston Bryant score at all?
I did.
Just wanted to throw that out there.
I did. I told you guys to look out for that one. That was a fun one. Bryant is super talented, it appears.
So NFL Week 13. I know there's it's championship week, in all of college sports, and maybe at the end of the show here, Dan, we'll maybe give our at the end of the day what we think happens with the college playoff.
Sure,
because things could change today. They really could. Not to mention Cincinnati plays Houston today. Oklahoma State Baylor. Oklahoma State just has to win. They just have to win that game and hope some things can fall apart. And, of course, it's Alabama. Whoa, Nelly. Taking on Georgia. The Georgia defense is legit. Like when I tell you legit, it's LSU legit from, like, years ago.
It's better than that.
It might be. Might be better than that.
I think it's better than that.
Bama gets tested last week, wins a game against their rival on the road. They had problems against that defensive line. Let's see what happens today. Today's going to be a hell of a day.
Yep.
Hell of a day. And again, tomorrow, week 13, I mean, no Patriots game, so you get to watch all the games. You'll get Tom Brady. How about the Falcons still kicking around, huh?
I mean, they beat the Jaguars last week. What's not
five and six in a playoff spot, you know? The Bears.
Minnesota's. If you're asking me who makes it between Minnesota and them, it's Minnesota.
Can Kyler Murray actually come back and play again? That'd be interesting for the Cardinals.
Sounds like he's going to play this week.
Can the Bengals bounce back? I mean, they win, right? They win big. Can they actually win the next game? Because the last time that happened, they lost to the Jets. So I got that game circled this week.
Okay.
The Lions and Vikings. The Lions are at home. No Swift. Like, all they do is run the football. So I don't think that's really good for the Lions, but people still on the Giants will not have Daniel Jones. Dolphins have won four in a row. And they're at home again. And they're 6-point favorites. Eagles, Jets, I'm not going near that one. I got a pick on the Colts Texans game today, tomorrow as well.
I do too.
Washington Raiders is another one. Rams, Jaguars. Rams can kind of get it together to go to 8-4. Ravens, Steelers, which we got to keep our eye on the Ravens right now. I know the Steelers are a fringe team right now, but what are the Ravens?
What are they? In my opinion, this is the biggest game of the week outside of the Patriots game for Pats fans. I mean, this is the game you have to pay attention to tomorrow, in my opinion, if you're a Patriots fan.
And then the 49ers Seahawks, are the Seahawks cooked?
Yes.
Are they cooked?
Yes.
Is this the Seahawks Pete Carroll down year?
You lose last week. I mean, you had every opportunity to win that game. You were in that game the whole time. Should have won that game. Yeah, I mean, it's over now.
And Broncos Chiefs, I'll have a pick on that one later today. Broncos surprisingly been playing much better, running the football very well, and are the Chiefs defense back? That's the storylines into that one. And then it's Patriots Bills. Buffalo's favored, and I don't know why.
Really?
Don't know why. They're getting an extra 2 days. The Patriots have won, what, 6 in a row?
Okay.
They're the best defense in football at the moment.
They just gave up 270 yards on the ground to a team with backup running backs that they picked up off the scrap heap.
That's true. I agree with you on that. I think the wrong team's favorite.
I could not disagree.
And that's fine. You disagree. That's why we'll have a discussion.
The line is right where it should be. We'll discuss it.
So that's the NFL slate. The college slate today features the championship weekend of the Big 12. Oklahoma State, Baylor. As we mentioned, Oklahoma State just needs to win. What is the Baylor quarterback situation today? Hannon doesn't play, does that make things different? San Diego State, Utah State is a nice little game. You get defense versus an offense. I mean,
it's a cool Mountain West like championship. You know, like it's nice to like not have the same teams in there every like Boise's not in it like. For once, people like might other than Boise might actually be able to win that conference. I don't know. I think people will kind of enjoy that.
I didn't mention my friends over at Kent State in Northern Illinois. I can't let them not get any credit today. The old Mac, the Maction. And then Appalachian State, ULL. That's University of Louisiana Lafayette, who doesn't have their coach. And Appalachian State's 3-point favorites there. And we got Georgia, Alabama, 4 o'clock. Houston, Cincinnati, 4. Michigan, Iowa. Talk about defense, huh? That's an interesting one. You got Pitt and Wake Forest, and then this random-ass game tonight, USC, California, which I'm not. No, don't do it, anybody. Don't. That is the true degenerate special.
No,
right,
it's
going
to be fun.
You want a degenerate special right there? USC with nothing to play for. Cal, who's just at home. So, like, they're just going to be a bunch of students who want to party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And not, I mean, if people haven't gone home, yeah, there'll be a bunch of students there who want to party. And you're going to, I mean, USC hired a new head coach. Like, you're going to want to impress Lincoln
Riley. Have
they
hired a new head coach? Oh, Lincoln Riley.
What do you mean?
God, geez, I almost fell off.
Oh, boy.
I remember I tweeted that. What did I
did you have coffee this morning?
Yes, I did. Last week I did not.
Good, I know you
did. What was that? What did I retweet something that wasn't true?
Yes.
Was that he was going to LSU?
Yes, he was going to LSU.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
And then you got me on it, too.
Wait, something on Twitter wasn't true?
No way.
Yeah.
Joe retweeted it. I trusting Joe Murray on his sources, retweeted it.
Tom, I'm one of those guys who, like, when an article comes out, I don't read the article. I just read the headline, and that's what I go with. You know?
So you're everybody.
That's not a good practice. That is not a good practice. As someone in the industry, you know, headlines are usually misleading.
It has worked for 15 years for me, and I will keep that going. But yeah, I'm a scroller on Twitter. Like, I'm one of these guys who I hit retweet so I can go back and find the article in my wall. I don't retweet it to, like, let everyone else know.
Would you just like it then?
Oh. Yeah, that's how you do it. You like it, you can go back later.
Or bookmark it.
Oh, I can't. I can bookmark. Wait, what?
Yeah, you can bookmark tweets.
I've
never used that function, but.
All right. Well, we'd rather just spread it, misinformation.
Well, that's always fun, you know? Like, I mean, accuracy is not always important in this job.
Don't quote him on that, please.
No, I'm joking, everybody. I hope people know when I'm joking. Like when I say Mac Jones for MVP, I am joking, but I'm not.
See, you're where I'm not joking.
I know it's, come on. Let's be honest here. Let's have fun with this for a minute.
That's one of my favorite Joe Murray.
Mac Jones is plus $10,000 to win the MVP.
I get it. He shouldn't be in the car.
All I'm trying to say is, at some point later in the year, I want him to be in like the top five or six.
I'd love to hear an argument, because I know people are talking about this. Why right now, not next year or the year after that, why people right now think that like Mac Jones is better than, you know, a guy like Kirk Cousins is having an MVP type season? Like, why would you take Mac Jones right now?
Yeah, I heard this discussion yesterday.
I think, listen, I love Mac.
I think he's a top 10, 12 quarterback.
I agree with that. Yeah, 12 to 14 is right there.
Like, I don't want to, like, say half 16. That's just safe. You know, like.
I get it. No, I get it. No, he's definitely above average, okay? That's fair.
And the season's not over yet. They could play in Buffalo this week, and he can poop his pants.
I mean,
I said poop. He could.
You did not ball lift shots. I agree. I think that I think he could absolutely. You know, he hasn't been. He's had a few games where he has not been like fantastic. Like, look what he did against Tennessee. The touchdown. You know, I know he had the 300 plus yards. A lot of that was yak. Yeah. To be fair,
what's the only game he's come back? Is it Dallas? Is that the only game where he's really kind of?
I mean, Dallas, where they Tampa, they were down early in Tampa. He came back. They came back. You know, they had a lead. That game was back and forth. I'd say the Dallas and Tampa games, both of them. But here's the thing about, you know, those two games, and people kind of like, you know, say, oh, they've only played two good teams, Jones. Oh, they've only played two good teams and they've lost to both of them. Okay, fair, but the team wasn't nearly what it is now. Like, if you took the Patriots right now, what they are as a product right now, and had them face Dallas and Tampa, I think you're going 1-1 in between those two. I think the team has gotten better. They've opened more of the playbook. Like, I think the team is very different from where they were early in the season. I think the record, you know, kind of shows that. It's not really a surprise.
I am getting tweets that Billy Napier will
be tweeting. Yeah, will be coaching. Here's what I've heard. I've heard that he will be in attendance, but he is not doing the game plan. So there's a difference. So he is doing the coaching, but he is not doing the game planning, which is concerning considering his game plan against App State the first time was fantastic.
So, interesting.
Yes.
That's interesting to me. All right. Oh, someone's mentioning that the Houston game, that Mac Jones came back.
That's totally fair.
And I know that's the knock, right? I want to see him come back down when you're down, you know, 10 in the fourth quarter. And he has done it. I think he'll be rookie of the year. There's no odds there by the value. We actually mentioned this on the weekly spread last night. If there was a value play, and we talk value, Dan. So really, in this scenario, there's none. But what is the true value? Is it Bill Belichick to be coach of the year? Is it Mac Jones to be rookie of the year? Or is it, what was it? I think it was Judon to be defensive player of the year.
My answer would be Dean on the above. You missed all
the value. Yeah, you missed all the value. But if you had to choose one, I think it's Belichick.
If I had to choose one?
Because I think he's even or...
I think, no. Belichick's 3-1, 3.5-1 on the top end of markets right now. Belichick would be my choice. But here is my problem, is that Kingsbury has done very well with Kyler injured. I think that he's going to get a lot of those votes, especially if they have the best record in football. It's Kingsbury or Belichick, most likely, you know, unless something dramatic happens over the final couple weeks of the season here. It's probably one of those two guys. But, you know, listen, Judon was 36-1 2 weeks ago, and now people are taking him at 8-1. It's a big swing and a miss there. Don't chase the number. And Mac Jones is minus 300 now in the offensive rookie of the year.
Like, I don't know.
He was 10-1 to open the season. At some point, you opened 14-1. You can't do that. You know what I mean? You can't chase the numbers at this point.
Yep. And I do want to throw in that J.C. Jackson is only, I think the rankings go Bryant, Diggs, Watt, Judon. And then I think it's J.C. Jackson at plus 12.
You mean Garrett, not Bryant.
Garrett, Watt,
Judon. Who else was that? Who else?
I think it was Diggs.
Diggs, yeah.
And then J.C. Jackson.
And then J.C. Jackson. A lot of places don't have Jackson, the 18-1. So you want some value on a defensive player there. I told you I thought J.C. Jackson was the game changer last week. I thought that he badly outplayed Matt Judon.
The one thing I loved about J.C. Jackson, I know it's really got nothing to do with gambling, but he made an interception in the game, but he had the big turnover.
The fumble changed that game.
But that was a physical game, running the football, and your outside corner is making the big defensive plays.
Yeah, and again, who was the guy that they kept running at? Matt Judon. Judon did not. I mean, look, early on, Judon struggled. Like, this first game of the year, Judon struggled, right? And I was like, oh, no. Judon has been maybe the best player in the league since, in my opinion, but he was terrible last week. He had a good set. He had a sack early, had some pressure here and there, but he was the focal point of the team of Tennessee running the football, was right at Matt Judon.
There's a photo out there. I don't know where it is. I'll find it. I think like Evan Lazar or somebody had it. And there's literally four people blocking Matt Judon.
I saw that. Yeah, no, that was last week.
And I was trying to find it. I'm like, who are all those? It was like the center, right guard, tackle, and the left guard was all tackling Matthew. Was all literally, like, think about the whole
I'm pretty sure it was a screen pass. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
The right side of the line and the guard next to the center out there. It was really funny. I thought I would throw that in there. All right, we'll take a break now, Dan, so we can kind of squeeze everything in. We got NFL, we got championship weekend, and of course, your phone calls at 617-779-0985. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. This is the DraftKings Over Under Show.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
It's the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, DraftKings over on the show. Let's kick it off. Get it? We rolled the balls out. Now we're kicking off. We're going to do a squib kick. We're going to no tee. You know what a squib is? You just put the ball on the ground.
I'm aware.
You just put the old ball on the ground and you just kick it. It's called a squib.
I'm aware.
I know.
I thought this was the part where we wrestle each other.
Well, you can wrestle after the squib kick. You know? Maybe it'll be a better on. By the way, that onside kick rule on Monday night.
The dumbest.
Did you?
That is officially the dumbest rule.
Seriously.
In sports.
If anybody out there knew that the guy on the right side of the field needs to be on the right hash and not the left hash, if you knew that, I give you credit. Because how the hell would any of us know?
I don't know why that matters. Why does it matter?
The guy couldn't even get there. You're right. It doesn't matter.
Why does it matter?
That drove me crazy.
You couldn't get there. Like, physically.
Illegal formation. A guy needs to be on the right side of their hash and not the left side of the hash. Yeah, like, you're watching. Like, you really know this?
I'm ruining the game. Like, yeah. let the drama be, will you? For once, NFL, just let it have some drama, and we don't need your stupid yellow flags. Come on.
That one, Doug, I blame the – I get down on the refs about a lot of stuff. That one, oof.
It's the rule. It's the right call.
All right.
It just sucks.
We're going to mix in both today, a little college and a little NFL. Let's start with Bucks Falcons.
Okay.
Bucks 10.5 point favorites. Gone from 10.5. Now, the last meeting this year, Bucks put up 45 points and they won. There were two pick sixes in that game. So, you know, they covered and everything like that. But besides the two pick six touchdowns, like, I know the Bucks still win the game, but do they cover the spread? Divisional dog, home team, Bucks off a win, an emotional win.
Big win.
They're dealing with some things in-house, right? With, you know, Antonio Brown.
Fake COVID stuff.
And all COVID that. Hurt. So, although I think Tampa Bay should go into Atlanta and stomp them, it's still 10 points in a divisional game. And, like, do they have the motivation from a week ago beating the Colts and then going up against a team that they should take care of? They should take care of business here. It's 10.5, and I just wanted to give you some trends on this one. The home team 7-2 against the spread the last 9 meetings, while the over 5-0 last 5, 10-1 last 11. The over has been the majority of the play or the picks in this matchup. So does Tampa Bay have a letdown, Dan?
I mean, they have Buffalo the week afterwards, so they're definitely in a potential sandwich look-ahead spot. It's back-to-back road games for them. To me, this is not a spot I'm looking to back Tampa. I don't love Atlanta, to be part, you know, perfectly honest with you either. Again, you know, they're still wildly banged up. You know, I know they finally got some offense going, but again, it was against Jacksonville. So, you know, I tend to, you know, kind of relax on that. But that being said, look, Atlanta should be able to at least throw the ball against the secondary. They know Carlton Davis. Sherman's banged up. The whole secondary there is completely just washed. So Tampa Bay, I mean, again, Tampa Bay's biggest issue is they can't stop the pass, in my opinion. You know, that's going to be their issue. And the Colts, you know, just run the Colts had thrown the football a little bit more and they win last week. Just be a little bit more aggressive instead of trying to run the football every time and you probably win last week. So I think Atlanta will score here. I do. I do think Atlanta will score. I think the game will be closer, slightly lean towards Atlanta, but just because of the spot Tampa's in, the back-to-back road games and a sandwich spot looking ahead to Buffalo. I know it's a divisional game, but, you know, they pretty much have the division wrapped up with the way the Saints are going. The divisional aspect really doesn't matter to them as much anymore because, you know, 8-3, they have the division wrapped up. And New Orleans and you know, Atlanta are probably going to be fighting for the potential final playoff spot. So in reality, Tampa Bay doesn't, you know, this is not a major game as far as the Bucs are concerned.
Tom Brady threw for 5 touchdowns in the last meeting against Atlanta. They won 48-25. I mentioned the two pick sixes. So if you take that out of it, it's a 9-point win. And
I get that, but I mean, like, you know,
I think Tampa Bay just needs to win to stay in that top seeding. You know, like last year they didn't need home field to win, but this year I think they could enjoy a week off.
So 4 or 5 games left, I think maybe you're aiming for that. There's still 6 games left. I mean, you still, you know, technically over a quarter of a season left. So there's a lot left. Win and get out of Atlanta. Again, back-to-back road games. You got Buffalo next week. Yeah, I mean, look, this is probably the last real challenge on their schedule after this game is Buffalo. Then they finish with the Saints, Panthers, Jets, Panthers. So I mean, like, you know, Tampa's probably going to get, you know, 13, 14 wins. Just win and get out of Atlanta. I don't think I would be hard pressed to take Tampa this week in the spot.
Washington, they go to Vegas. In an interesting game, we saw Washington on Monday Night Football win. Tyler Heinicke has been pretty good. You know, who would have thought that, you know, he's an exciting player. He's just one of those guys. He's a grinder, can move around in the pocket. Washington 0-3 so far this year against the AFC West. That's who they had to play on their schedule this year.
Yep.
So they've struggled in this spot. They have not played in Vegas before. These teams usually don't play each other at all. Last time they met was 2017. six games left. Raiders are, what, 6-5? They still got a shot. Maybe they don't win their division, but they maybe they're still a playoff team here. I think the Raiders kind of need this game. 6-5, they win on Thanksgiving Day. They're 1.5-point favorites at the moment. And again, looking at these, Washington's been decent against the spread as well. But Washington's 3-7 against the spread their last 10 games.
So I'm not going to VP this one, but I really like Washington in the spot. You know, Vegas coming off a big win against Dallas. And, I mean, this is a true letdown for them. Now, you know, Washington just kind of escaped Monday night. All they needed to do was kind of win and escape, and that's what they did. Hats off to them. I didn't think it was a good spot coming off the Bucks win, but they found it. Now, Joe, it's a must-win for Washington, too, because they're in that race for the final playoff spot. You know, on the on the NFC side. Not to mention the way Dallas has been playing. You know, you have a chance. Like, I know Dallas has already won. You know, but you have a legitimate chance to stay with Dallas. They're 8-4. You know, they have a bunch of divisional games coming up. I think they have. You know, I think they finish off with 3 or 4 divisional games. So there is still a chance that Dallas, you know, could blow this thing, and Washington has a chance to, you know, kind of stay here. And they're playing much better football. 3 wins in a row right now. So, you know, the way I'm looking at it, I'll take my chances with Washington plus 2.5. That's the way I lean, at least personally. Raiders, again, gave up, you know, 33 points defensively. I don't foresee them, you know, putting up a 36 mark. I think Washington will move the ball, you know, do what they do offensively. And, you know, they've been good defensively. Even without Chase Young, they've been good. I tend to lean Washington in the spot.
One more before we go to break. Lions and Vikings. I had the Vikings last week. Kirk Cousins doesn't know who to go under center. That drove me crazy.
That's such a who cares? Who cares?
They had to blow a timeout, bro.
Okay.
They lost the game.
It wouldn't have mattered. They were going to lose the game regardless.
I could have covered still.
Well, that's the difference. That's the difference. You care about them covering or yes. Not. They're not winning the game.
Yes. So, speaking of winning games, can Detroit win this game?
So, long week. They got some extra rest here. Look, this is a Vikings team that they played very tough in Minnesota. Like, you know, I think it was, what, 2-point win by Minnesota? I mean, this is a team and divisional game and... You know, there's going to be it's surprising that people are backing Minnesota here at the number.
Yo, dude, I got some trends for you when you say surprising. The Vikings are 1-8 against the spread their last 9 when they're a favorite.
Yeah, it's a lot of points. Listen, at 7, I agree. 7.5, I'm definitely leaning Detroit. Again, divisional game at home. Divisional dogs have been in division, I believe, pretty good this year. I'm not betting this one. 7.5, I lean Detroit. 7, I lean Minnesota. I think that's kind of where it is. I probably won't play either. I'd be looking at the total of this one, Joe. I'd be looking at the total. 46.5 points seems low. Like, to me, this is going to be a game where, you know, Minnesota, what they've done offensively, especially recently, has been incredibly impressive. Detroit doesn't have Swift. They're going to have to throw the football. You're going to have Jared Goff back there throwing the football. It has to happen. All right. That's the case. You're not going to, you know, win this game scoring 14 if you're Detroit. This is not the Chicago Bears. You got to throw the ball. You got to move it offensively. And that usually means mistakes, turnovers, you know, that means a higher total in my opinion. So yeah, I would lean over with the Minnesota Detroit game.
Trends, if you want them, I got them. The last 9 games overall for the Lions, the under is 8-1.
Okay, I'm telling you what I like. I don't care.
They don't score.
I don't care about the trends. I don't care.
No, it's okay to fade it.
Yeah,
that's why it's there.
Could we see an Eagles repeat where Minnesota wins 44-10? You know, something along those lines, and all of a sudden, you know, I mean. I understand Detroit does not score, and I understand that actually I think the most that they've scored was week 1. They scored 33, and they haven't scored, what, more than 20, I believe? I think 19 is their highest total since that point. But nonetheless, I mean, at this point, if you're Detroit, you know, you guys start throwing the football. You've relied on DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams all season.
Like, I know he doesn't trust Goff, but
I mean,
you gotta throw it a little.
Like you got like Dan Campbell. You gotta start doing something. Like you can't. You're not winning running the football and controlling games. It's not working for you. You gotta try something else. Minnesota, it's just a must win for them. Just win and get in. So it's a pass. I can see argument on both sides.
All right, well, I'll take a quick break. We got into three NFL games. I do want to take a look at two college games quickly coming up here on the other side. It is Championship Saturday, and we got to look at that Big 12 championship when it comes to Baylor and Oklahoma State. We'll do that next right here on the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray. Dan Lifschitz, the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, Big 12, right? The Big 12, everybody. So if you're not a college football fan, there's this conference that is generally in the middle of the U.S. consists of a lot of Texas teams. Well, Texas, Oklahoma, Baylor,
TCU, Texas Tech.
I don't want to. By the way, did you see Sonny Dykes come in on a helicopter last night?
I did not.
The Brian Kelly stuff is just insane. To reiterate, Brian Kelly from Chelsea, Massachusetts. You ever been to Chelsea?
I have been.
You ever been to Chelsea before, Tom? Yeah.
Yeah, it's down south.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
It's the south part of the North Shore.
Yeah, they speak with a southern accent there, I believe.
It is the south part of the North Shore. He also coached at New Hampshire. You know where that is?
Yes.
It's so yeah, they talk
southern New Hampshire? Yeah, so,
that's right. It is southern New Hampshire if you think about it. But yeah, that audio was really incredible. Like Coach O, come on, how do you go? You go from Coach O to that guy with his fake accent?
Maybe Coach O was fake.
No.
He's got a Boston accent.
Coach O was like this at USC, too. Where does he end up? I hope he goes to some crap program.
He's a coordinator somewhere, man.
Watch him go to like Colorado State for Adazio.
I mean, would you, oh God, that'd be terrible.
No, that
I would not want to see that. Honestly, I'd rather him be a coordinator.
What about Temple?
I'm
just bringing up crap.
All
schools.
The LSU people love Coach O, man.
I love Coach O. I want him back.
I hope Brian Kelly's a disaster for that program because I think Brian Kelly's one of the most dislikable people.
The only thing I can say about him is he's always been consistent, man.
Yeah, consistently disliked. I mean, yeah, look, Notre Dame has always been a good program under him. I get it.
I feel like him and Bill Belichick sometimes remind me of each other.
Oh, heck no. Like, come
no, I
on.
See them. I like look at them.
That dude, that's insulting the Belichick. That's okay, ridiculous. Well,
one looks like...
No, that's insulting the Belichick.
You don't see like a resemblance?
That's insulting.
One wears like cut sleeves, the other's wearing a...
No. One has actually won something. The other has not. There you
yes,
go.
they don't wear sleeves, Joe. That's what they have in common.
They don't wear sleeves. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it's the hair.
They both spend time in New England. That's it.
That's true. We got that. I mean, we're trying to connect the dots a little bit.
Stop it.
It's a great night.
Yeah, what else we got back there? We got, hey, everybody, welcome to LSU.
To be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans.
So, for anybody who ever played ball, you ever notice all the refs, whenever they like made a call, they're always like, first down! And it's like, hey, son. Yeah, go. It sounds like a Sheridan. It's like, bro, we're in, you know, East Boston. Why are you talking with this accent for? But
it's
I always
a great
thought
it was, night.
Whenever there was an official when you played, it was always like, first down.
Oh, dude,
first down.
I cannot stand him. I despise him as a person, a human being. Ugh.
So we got Baylor and Oklahoma State. Baylor's turned that program around, bro. Well, Oklahoma State, listen, Mike Gundy, I'm a man. For those who don't know who Mike Gundy is, he has a mullet. He's a man. He's over 40. And his team's 11-1.
He's over 50 now.
That's over. That's right. That was really that long ago, that clip.
Oh, yeah.
Spencer Sanders. He's been there for a long time.
It feels like he's been there forever.
He's been pretty good. I got to tell you. The defense is the story of Oklahoma State. Their defense has been outstanding. Hey, they were down 9 points in the third quarter last week against Oklahoma and came back to win.
Yep.
They almost blew it at the end, and the officials didn't give. They got the old home cooking. By the way, Oklahoma was going to the SEC, and a couple of Big 12 officials got involved, is my opinion. But anyways, they didn't cover. They pushed a week ago. If you remember this game from earlier in the year, Oklahoma State won 24-14. And again, we don't know what's happening with the quarterback situation for Oklahoma State today. For Baylor. You said you knew. I remember on the podcast, Dan, you were talking a little bit about the backup quarterback who's not bad. Was it Blake Shapen?
Yep.
He can throw the ball, I think, a little better than Bohannon. Where I think Bohannon's just more of the athlete.
Bohannon is much more of a playmaker than what Shapen is. But I mean, listen. Shapen has to be willing to be mobile in the pocket. That's what they've designed, kind of their playbook around. He has to be willing to be mobile. You know, 7 carries for 24 yards last week. I mean, that's just not going to get it done. He needs to be willing to be a little bit more mobile in the situation.
Where is this game?
This game's in Arlington, so neutral site in Arlington, Texas.
I feel like it has to be Oklahoma State today. And listen, when we were doing the podcast, I was really trying to make a case for Baylor. I think Baylor's a buzzsaw right now. I really do. Total's 46, which makes me think it's going to be a grinder.
I gave out a point on the podcast on the total. I certainly lean one way. In terms of the side, it's hard. Look, it's hard. I think you make a legitimate case for both sides, and the number is pretty fair. Debating between 5 and 6.
Is 6 right? You think that's right? I feel like it should be like 3.5.
I think it should be. I think if it was me, I'd probably make it 4.5. But I don't think that there's a ton of difference between the 4.5 and 6.5. I don't think there's a big amount of difference there. Yeah, I mean, I ever so slightly lean Baylor. I'm not playing. I think there's value in the total. I talked about it on the podcast. Go listen to the podcast. You can kind of do that. But I think Oklahoma State walks away with the Big 12 championship today. I do. That being said, we'll talk about the college football playoff at the end of the show. But I do think they walk away and find a way to beat this team. Hard for me to back Baylor without their starting quarterback, regardless of if Shapen is a better passer or not. I'm not necessarily sure that he's a better matchup for that Oklahoma State defense, in my opinion.
Running back Smith for Baylor ran for 97 yards in the last matchup. Considering everything with that defense and Oklahoma, they did. Spencer Sanders threw 3 picks in the last game against Baylor.
Yep, and they still could win. Abram Smith's going to have to be a monster today for Baylor. I mean, he has been a major part of that offense. He's been a workhorse all year. He has to continue to be that guy today, and probably has to step it up if Baylor really wants to have a shot in this game.
I like Oklahoma State to win this game. I just don't know about 6.
It's not a spread that I'm going to be touching. I'm not going to be on the side.
Baylor might. I mean, listen, if Baylor wins, right, They're 11-2. Look at their schedule. Like who they've beaten. I don't know if they like if Oklahoma State wins, right? They have a shot at the playoff.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Baylor doesn't though.
No, of course not.
Yeah,
they're a two loss team. There's no way, and their two losses are Oklahoma State and TCU. Like,
yeah, that TCU one's gonna hurt them.
That TCU one. I mean, totally, we talked about that game, the sandwiches game. Like, you know, that's just not gonna happen. That one probably.
Really Oklahoma had a shot too if they won last week and beat Baylor.
Yep,
and they blew it. All right, let's do a little maction. So we're on different sides of this one. I gave out a pick on the podcast, but I just want to make my case for Kent State for a second here. Dustin Crum, for those who don't know about him, he hasn't had a great senior year. He was really good last year, came back for another year, and he was actually considered a prospect for the draft a year ago. But this was strong. I would say it's a pretty decent draft this past year. Because look ahead in the this upcoming season, it's gonna be bare.
Knowing what we know now, was it actually a great
draft? So I think Crum can be a fifth, sixth round pick.
Yeah, I mean he could be a late round pick. I wouldn't be shocked if he was seventh or
under. Yeah, and with quarterbacks these days, like he's still at Kent State and doesn't have the great size and all that. Whatever.
Yep.
This is what he came back for, though. This is what Kent State was built for this MAC championship game. They brought everyone back. They struggled early on. They played some tough games early on this year where they no-showed. And it's true because we would do the games every week and we'd be like, Kent State this week? Nope, they would no-show. But they still won seven games, and here they are in the MAC championship. Against a Northern Illinois team that I backed a few weeks ago that, granted, they had nothing to play for in that game. So Northern Illinois is back, though. That's the thing. Northern Illinois has been in this situation before. They had to struggle for a few years. Just some trends on the game. Kent State has struggled in this matchup. But, the last 11 meetings, Kent State is 3-7-1 against Northern Illinois. So I think the number's right when it comes down to it today. 3.5, it opened at 2. And IU's getting 3.5 points. Wow. I go with quarterback. And hey, the quarterback of Northern Illinois, who's that, Dan?
Rocky Lombardi, in my opinion.
Who had his best game ever against who this year? Kent State.
Okay, that's what. Look, if you're asking me who the quarterback advantage is, I'd say it's pretty much a wash at this
point. Yeah, it's a wash. But
Crum does not look nearly the guy he looked like last year.
No way. You know, he kind of reminds me of Jordan Love. Had that great junior year, and then
I don't know about that.
Well, no. Jordan Love's a way better athlete than Crum. Yeah. I'm giving Crum a little more credit than I think he should. Like, but all I'm saying here is anything can happen in the MAC. Anything can happen in the MAC. Northern Illinois is an under. It's just hard for me to believe they're the underdog here. They won 8 games and they're off that loss that meant nothing. When it comes to spreads, though, Northern Illinois went 6-4 against the spread this year. Kent State went 5-5. Kent State was disappointing this year, but here they are, a chance to win it. So, and I don't know if you want to get into this App State ULL game. We already mentioned the coaching advantage in that one. ULL's getting 3 points, dude. I've watched App State a ton. I think their defense is very good, and they have a decent running game. And we know their quarterback's the old kid from Duke there, who transferred from Clemson, I think it was.
Who, App State?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chase Bryce.
Chase Bryce. I can't believe App State's favorite in this game.
I mean, in Lafayette. It's a home game. It's in Lafayette. I don't get it either, man. I really don't, like... I look again. If you're talking again, it's got to be the coach. It's got to be the Napier angle to me, which is why this, you know, the spread is where it is. I'm not touching it because it does. It seems fishy. It seems kind of scary to me. Look, Napier, it sounds like, is going to be present, but maybe not exclusively part of the game planning. I don't know what his actual involvement is going to be, which is certainly my concern in the game. Here's what I can tell you, Joe, is that I you know, if you're asking me, I'm probably going Lafayette. Like, that's probably the way
they smoked them earlier in the year, 41-30. Yeah, the only loss ULL had this year was the opening game against Texas in Texas.
Yeah, and again, I
they won 11 in a row.
I know. I know.
Now, App State's won 6 in a row since losing to Lafayette. So they've been hot of late.
They're a different team. They're a different team than the team that lost to Lafayette. But again, what I would tell you is that, and what I said, you know, on the podcast, is, and what I generally believe is that you don't really need to change the game plan. The game plan was successful. Make some tweaks, make some, you know, a few changes here and there. But, you know, the outlying, you know, theme of the game plan should be the same. Attack them the same way until they can stop it. And, you know, App State could not stop it in the first meeting. And, you know, maybe you come out and try the same thing. If you have success, you go with it. If you don't, you go with something else. You know, have a plan B. But that's my thing is, you know, for me, there's no reason for Lafayette to deviate from what they did early in the first meeting. Another home game against a team that I feel is being slightly overrated. Not going to bet it because, again, I am worried about the coaching angle still. But, yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
I think Napier's going to be there. It's still considered a win for him as a coach. If, you know, winning a bowl game heading into a big conference, I think that's good for momentum going into a new school. And I just want to mention the Sun Belt didn't have a championship game last year, and Coastal was the best team. It would have been Coastal versus Louisiana Lafayette again.
Coastal would have beat them.
I think so.
Coastal would have beat them. That team was a win.
But when it comes to championship games, it's been App State and ULL. No Coastal. Despite a COVID year, of course. But here you go. App State's been the breadwinner of this conference for years. And ULL won loss this year. These are all good games today, people. And yeah, I love the old Maction, Sun Belt, the Fun Belt. It's going to be a great day of college sports. All right, we will get into more NFL games. And, of course, there's some big ones later on today. Georgia, Alabama, Houston, Cincinnati, and then Michigan, Iowa is the big one. And then the ACC, I don't even know if we want to talk about that, Dan, because why? The ACC stinks. All right, more of the DraftKings Over-Under Show is coming up next. And you know what? I'm just going to tell you right now that this hour of the Sports Hub has been brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, who wants to help prepare your car for the holidays. They offer completely contactless service with their 15-minute drive-through service, and you don't even need to make an appointment. Visit GetAnOilChange.com for a coupon to save on your oil change. We'll talk to you after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.